next caller. What up?
Give me a break. You all talk. If you've even got a girlfriend, I bet she's got you wrapped around her little finger.
Okay. So let me get this right, darling. You're a female weightlifter, right? A gladiator, a bodybuilder, right?
What?
All right, because you call me, going off of me. Let me tell you a little something about my girl, Gina, all right? Gina worships the ground I walk on. If I tell Gina to jump, she just asks, ha-ha. Because, see, Gina knows with me, she got a real man that can deliver.
Some people call him crazy. I just call him baby. A certain sister by the name of Pam calls him everything from Short Boyardee to Donald Stump to Inch High Private Eye. But to the rest of the world, he's just Martin. Hi, I'm Tisha Campbell, and for the next half hour, I'm going to be your host, your MC, and all-around tour guide as we look back on some of Martin's finest and funniest moments in a show that could only be called The Best of Martin.
What's up? What's up? What's up? I'm the man. I'm so crazy. You go, girl.
So hard to believe that the 100th episode of Martin is only 2 weeks away. What's even harder to believe are some of the changes we've gone through since the show first premiered in 1992. Now, of course, changing your job or your wardrobe is one thing, but changing a man's attitude towards women is something else altogether. And that is exactly what I was trying to do with Martin in this scene from our very first show.
Fine, it's over, Martin!
Wait!
You're gonna break up with me because of what I do on the radio?
No, because of what you do to me on the radio.
Damn it, Gina. Now I'm mad. You don't get it, dude. This is childish, Gina. That's all right, you're gonna leave, right? I'm a man, Gina. I'm a B.I. Right. This is childish. I want you out. I don't even know why you're still here. Step. Step. You won.
A what?
You won, damn!
There comes a time in every relationship when you make a terrible mistake. You do something so totally, unforgivably, unbelievably stupid. Like when I invited my parents to meet Martin for the very first time.
What's up?
Mama, Daddy, this is Martin.
Yo, what's up, man? How you living? How you live? Oh, hey. Did you always smile this much?
Oh, Cliff, leave the boy alone. You're making him nervous.
Hey, now stop that. I'm not nervous. I ain't never nervous.
There's one thing about Martin's apartment. You never know who's going to stop by, or for that matter, wear out their welcome. And that's when things can really get wild, because when Martin decides that it's time for somebody to step, you can be sure that he will not be polite, but he will definitely be funny.
I got something for y'all.
What?
Get out! Trick or treat your ass up out of here. Let's go. Back up a taste. Just a taste. Just give me some room.
Hey.
Okay, the door's gonna slam about now, bruh.
I can't stand to be around you for another second.
Girl, you ain't got the way. Excuse me. Get out! Get out!
Yo, I'll catch you in hell, Martin.
Yeah, you'll be the only one down there still living with your mother. Get the stepping, Gina.
Good! Oh! Martin, I'd rather be spoiled than be an ignorant, no class having, big ear jackass.
I think Martin would be the first person to admit that he's not perfect. But when the chips are down, you can always count on him. to start bugging. Like when my friend suddenly went into labor and we couldn't get her to the hospital.
Oh, man. Now I know why Mama had plastic slip covers. Okay, go back. Go back. Okay. All right. All right. Now, what do I do now? Whoa! Ah, girl, I don't even know you. Let's ease into this. Oh, no. Close your leg.
Whoa! My leg, you know.
She's having a baby, man.
Having a baby? Well, who is she? What's she doing here?
Cole, how far apart are the attractions?
Every 10 seconds.
Heart rate.
Steady. Systolic and diastolic normals.
Cole, where'd you get that from?
Me and Moms was watching Doogie Howser last night.
Shut up, Cole. Look, Martin, they said that the most important thing is you keep them calm, okay? So let's help her relax and everything will take care of itself.
Okay, well, then Tommy, you put on some Luther. Cole, light some incense.
It's coming! It's coming! Ah!
I caught him!
Yes! Martin, wait, hold on, man! Where's the umbilical cord?
Damn it, Tommy! We don't need an umbilical cord! This is TV!
What's up?
What up?
As much as Martin the show is about Martin the man, it's also about his marriage. And that's where I come in, as Gina. And no matter what happens, I love my Marty Martin. My Marty Martin loves me. In fact, when he calls me his sweet little boo, he makes me so proud. I get a big head. Wait a minute, did I just say that?
Gina?
I can't get out!
Gina, look! Now look! Let's not lose our head on this one, okay? Baby, we just gotta think our way out of this, okay?
Come on. Okay, Marvin, could you please hurry up? Because I think my head is swelling.
Damn, baby, I didn't think your head could get no bigger.
This is very serious.
Okay, look, I tell you what, Gina. I'm going to the kitchen, get some butter, butter you up, and bam, you out of here, baby.
No, Marty. That's how I got into this mess.
Hey, Gina, look at the bright side, baby.
What bright side, Martin?
Well, maybe if you stand next to the TV, we can get free pay-per-view. Don't put no more pressure on your head, Gina.
Just get away.
What can I say about Martin's best friends, Tommy and Cole? It's always safe to say that one thing about Tommy is he still ain't got no job. And Cole, well, you gotta love a man who makes Martin look like a genius, no matter how bad he's tripping. The only trouble with Cole is that if you don't keep an eye on him, somebody could get hurt.
Martin, look at Cole.
Cole, no, you are not clipping your crusty-ass toenails up in here, man.
There's one more.
But no matter how many times Tommy and Cole mess up, Martin can be sure of one thing. They've always got his back. Like the time they thought I was trying to kill him for some insurance money.
Probably back at your crib right now.
Not at the crib.
Right this second, right now. Setting you up to make it look like an accident.
Something wrong with you, Cole. No, I'm serious. Something really wrong with you. You know that Gina would never do anything to hurt Martin for any amount of money. I don't care how much it is. $2 million? I'd kill you for $2 million.
For $2 million, I'd kill myself.
You gotta taste this, babe. Got to taste this. I worked on this all day. Have some. Open up, baby.
Baby, your hair look. Who did your hair?
Me?
Girl, your hair looking like a bomb. I say your hair looking like the bomb.
Really?
Yeah. Turn around, let me see. Girl, give me that. That steak was the bomb.
Here's an old saying: keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Well, Martin has a share of enemies, but none of them is closer or knows how to get on his nerves better than my best friend Pam.
Hi, good morning. You look terrible as usual.
How come I just woke up, but you're the one with the morning breath? Now, there's a pizza place about 4 blocks from here. But the only person I know that can make it in this blizzard is the abominable Snowpan.
Why can't you go, Martin? I mean, we could just get a big rubber band and fling your little ass right over there.
I would it. Yeah. Now, how are we getting up out of here with all the people outside?
Bam, bam, there it is. We just saddle up Pam and just gallop right through the... Right through the crowd. Right through.
Whatever, Arsenio Small. Oh, Ma, you know what? That is so sweet. You let the baby sleep in your bed. It doesn't take a genius to work in TV. Now, be for real. I mean, look at you.
And it doesn't take a genius to catch a frisbee in your mouth, now does it?
Who is the real Martin? Well, there's the hardworking Martin who has a career in radio and TV. Then there's the sweet-talking Martin who's the husband, the lover, and a friend. But what really makes Martin Martin is the side of him that thinks he's a fighter. And whether he's taking on the king of pop, a giant rat, or the world champion Tommy, the Hitman Hearn, you know he will always give it his best shot before he goes down for the count.
Yo, Michael, I'm gonna tell you, you better beat it, man. You better beat it. Tito!
Lodi. What's up? No, Michael didn't swing on me.
I think there's a puppy in our room.
Oh, dear. That ain't no damn puppy. That ain't no damn...
Get him, baby!
Is the swelling going down?
Yeah, way down. Shrunk a little.
Can I have a kiss?
The way Martin fights, it's a good thing he has a woman in his corner who can take charge of a situation, who knows how to resolve conflicts in a dignified way.
I'm a little cold, and I need to get some change for some hot chocolate, please.
I said I don't have any change. Now get out of here.
Now get out of here. That's what he said. That's what he said.
Okay. Knock, knock. Hi!
What are you, slow? Did you just get off the short yellow bus? I said we don't have...
You can give me some change!
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Give me some change!
Bang!
Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang!
Martin long enough, you're definitely gonna run into some strange people, like Roscoe, the runny-nosed little kid, or Martin's mama, or Otis, the security guard.
With this taser, you got to keep the safety latch on at all times. If you don't do that, you do something stupid,
Or the player of all players, Jerome.
And tell me I look like Denzel Washington. Your name must be Candy, because you look so sweet.
Her boyfriend is right over there, okay?
So I guess you're talking about the little big head guy over there. Let me tell you, if you want to get with a winner, you got to drop that chicken dinner. You hear? You got to get rid of your friends, though, if you want to ride in the Benz, though.
Of course, if they handed out prizes for the strains, the blue ribbon would go to a girl who lives right across the hall. My girl, Shanae Jenkins. Oh, my goodness.
How would you like a little live at a table?
Sure, no problem.
You like that?
Sure.
All right. Bam!
Oh, no, you there. Oh, no, you there. I will hurt you, all right?
Put your ugly face back in the car.
Oh, no, you there. Oh, no, you there.
Hey, Shanae, will you guys shut up and get back in this car? Come on.
And is that your wife or is your dog walking backwards?
Okay, do you know anything about pedicures?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, then do Myra's pedicure.
Now, be careful of that raw patch on my big toe. And see that corn? You got to file that corn down, because I can't hardly dance. Shanae!
Girl, what are you doing? You don't file like that. Well, oh, my goodness. Oh, please, okay? You got to go to work on Myra's feet.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the show's funniest moments aren't in the script. It's the unpredictable mistakes and the behind-the-scenes craziness you get with a talented cast who's really having fun. And on a set of Martin, that's practically every day. So here are a few of our favorite Martin outtakes.
I got friends. I'm always gonna be all right. You follow me? All right. Okay. Now. Mm-hmm. What's wrong?
False start.
Yes, got it.
All right.
Well, look, I've got to run now, okay? Ow, oh, shit. I'm just I'm glad.
Damn, you don't know
get
me.
Off.
Come
get
on.
Off. Oh, my. Let's try that. The octave. The octave. Hey. All right, here. Oh, Gina, you ain't bring me nothing to eat. Oh, baby, you ain't bring me nothing to eat. Hey, I'm trying different emotions how to say that line. Oh, come on now, baby. You didn't bring me nothing to eat.
Oh, baby, I know it's...
Thanks for joining us. I hope you had as much fun watching the show as we did making it. And now that I think about it, we should have called this show The Best of Martin So Far. Because I promise you this, the best of Martin is yet to come. Peace.
Oh, baby. You know what?
What?
This vacation proves one thing, Gina. Mm. As long as the two of us together, nothing else matters, baby.